Going to the hospital or filling a prescription can be really expensive, even with insurance. But there are some easy ways to save. Well,
joining us now, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Good to have you back, Janet.
Oh, thanks very much.
Let's start with prescriptions. When it comes to filling those, what can we do to save some more money?
Well, one of the biggest things, of course, is to get a generic brand for some of the big-name medications. Lipitor, for example, has just gone generic. Now, some brand-name drugs don't have a generic equivalent, but they do have what's called a therapeutic equivalent, which is it's the same class of drugs. It just has a little different chemical construction. So the big thing there is to check with your doctor, and then, of course, there are websites that you can check with. We've got them in the April issue of Kiplinger's and also on Kiplinger.com and in our Kiplinger app, iPad app, which will give you the direct links to places you can go to check on drug costs.
What about hospitals? You write there are ways to shop around for tests and treatments.
Yeah, you know, you don't really think about this, I think, but in the way, because, you know, we think of healthcare as kind of, okay, the way you have to do it, but you do have a lot of flexibility. For example, if you are given a prescription, quote unquote, for something like an x-ray or other type of test, you don't have to have it done at a hospital or at any one place, for example. You really have a choice, just like you have a choice of where you want to get your prescription filled. So if you have a prescription for an MRI, it's going to cost you twice as much if you have that done at a hospital as if you go to an independent radiology facility. So do that. And, you know, this really was, I recently had this very experience where I got a prescription for a test from a doctor, and she said, well, you could have it done here at the hospital. And I said, innocently, no, I think I'll have it done somewhere that's closer to work, not thinking really that it wasn't just a matter of convenience. It was actually a matter of cost. It probably cost me a heck of a lot less.
Now, what about when you or your kids perhaps are feeling sick and you're considering going to the ER? What about, are there some cheaper options there too?
Oh, yeah. Do not go to the ER because that's going to cost you more money. And also, you're probably going to be punished a bit by your insurer because the copay is probably going to be higher if it's not an emergency visit. So take advantage of those urgent care centers, the convenience care clinics, such as the Minute Clinic at CVS, because, again, your cost is going to be lower. And in that case, the insurer might reward you for going there and giving you a lower copay because you did the right thing.
Okay, Janet, thanks. Great advice for folks.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. You can find a link to all that on our website.